Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 95.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant-at-Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors are asked to please silence all electronic devices. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Representative Arp. We'd ask members and our guests in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative Arp.
Thank you. If you would like to join with me in prayer, please do so. Dear Heavenly Father, I humbly come before you to thank you for this day and allowing all of us here to live another day to worship and serve you. I praise you for creating each life here and giving us each specific gifts and passions. I ask your forgiveness for we as a nation and as a state have strayed far from you and often taken for granted our liberties and freedom. We ask for your endless mercies and forgiveness as we inevitably fail you each day. I thank you for the fellowship across the aisle and ask that you help us to love each other the way you would want us to. Please grant to us wisdom in your perspective as we make decisions that affect the lives of so many others. Please give us patience and a listening ear to views that differ from our own. I pray that we would glorify you in all the words that come out of our mouth and the thoughts that cross our minds, and protect us all and protect our police and military who may be in harm's way. All this I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for July 15th has been extensively examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves the journal for July 15th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Representatives Bumgardner, Corbin, Setzer recognized to send forth committee report. Corker Reed.
Representatives Bumgardner, Corbin, and Setzer, Insurance Committee report. House Bill 922, Enhanced Insurance Coverage, Education Buildings, favorable for concurrence.
Counter percent rule 36B.
Ratifications of bills and resolutions, the clerk will read.
The enrolling clerk reports the following bills duly ratified for presentation to the governor. Senate Bill 154, an act to enable wagering on sports events and horse racing with tribal lands in accordance with the Federal Indian Gaming Regulatory Act. Senate Bill 218, an act to amend the state recognition of Lumbee Tribe of North Carolina to make changes regarding the conveyance of the Lumbee Tribe Cultural Center and to establish the Lumbee Tribe North Carolina Trust Fund. Senate Bill 332, an act to clarify statutes of limitations to repose applicable in actions brought against professional land surveyors.
He's reading. The clerk will suspend.
Clerk will continue reading the remaining bills.
Senate Bill 343, an act to make various changes to laws related to education. Senate Bill 391, an act to provide limited exceptions for prohibition of youth participating in supervised practice experience with employees on occupational funds detrimental by the Commission of Labor and under certain circumstances. Senate Bill 420, an act to enact the North Carolina Service Members Civil Relief Act to clarify that no member of the North Carolina National Guard shall be forced to use any vacation or other leave for his or her civilian employment or period of active service. Senate Bill 478, an act to modify the reporting requirements related to gender proportionate appointments to certain boards and commissioners and to repeal 2016 modifications to the terms of industrial commissioners. Senate Bill 493, an act to add procedural efficiencies when a defendant is ordered to attend an abuser treatment program to clarify the specific time that domestic violence protection order expires on the last day and the order is valid and to provide that the subsequent court order supersedes familiar provisions in order to succeed under domestic violence laws. Senate Bill 523, an act to make various changes, clarifying changes to administrative changes to revenue laws. Senate Bill 604, an act to regulate impairment of veterinary practice, allowing veterinary facility permitting, and to make technical corrections. And the following bills duly ratified, properly enrolled, and prepared for presentation to the Office of Secretary of State. Senate Bill 186, an act renaming the Beaufort-Moorhead City Airport Authority as the Carteret County Beaufort Airport Authority, increasing the members of the Airport Authority to 5 to 7 members, and changing the manner of appointment to Airport Authority.
Chapter bills will be noted. Members, a couple changes to today's calendar. The chair directs that Senate Bill 5, School Safety Omnibus Bill, be removed from the calendar. Directs the bill be sent back to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Also, chair directs that Senate Bill 144, allow in-state tuition athletic scholarships, be removed from today's calendar. Calendar for tomorrow. Any objection to deviation of the calendar under Rule 5? Hearing none, so ordered. Representative Horn recognized, sent forth the conference report. Corker Reed.
Senate Bill 366, a conference appointment to resolve the difference between the Senate and the House of Representatives. Senate Bill 366, a bill entitled an act to expand academic transition pathway options for certain freshmen and sophomore high school students and permit certain sophomore high school students to enroll in the college courses as part of the college transfer pathway and to require the State Board of Education to include certain individuals as qualified to contract and adjunct instructors to local Board of Education for career and technical education programs. House Committee Substitute in favor of 6-12-19. Submit the following report. The Senate and the House agreed to the following amendment of the House Committee Substitute in favor of 6-12-19, and the Senate concurs in the House Committee Substitute as amended. Delete the entire House Committee Substitute in favor of 6-12-19 and substitute the attached proposed conference committee substitute S366-PCCS15391-BN-2. The conferees recommended that the Senate and the House adopt this report. Date conferees approved report July 16, 2019. Conferees from the Senate, Senator McInnes, Chair, Senators Ballard and Horner. Conferees for the House of Representatives, Representative Horn, Chair, Representatives Elmore and Richardson.
Pursuant to Rule 44, bill of his calendar for tomorrow. Before we get into the calendar, a couple of other matters. We're honored today to have an honorary page with us today. We have Peyton Elizabeth Current with us today, who happens to be the granddaughter of Representative Bumgardner here on the floor. Peyton, thanks for being with us today. Please join me in welcoming her. Chair appoints the following conferees to Senate Bill 194. Representative Howard, Chair. Members, Representative Russell, Representative Henson. Senate will be notified. Calendar, Senate Bill 532. The clerk will read.
Senator Edwards, Senate Bill 532, a bill to be entitled Amends Probate Trust Wills of Choice of Law, General Assembly of North Carolina, enacted.
The gentleman from New Hanover, Representative Davis, recognized, debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, this legislation comes upon the recommendation of the General Statutes Commission. The bill makes various amendments to the statutes on living probate, application for letters testamentary, letters of administration, choice of law for out-of-state wills, and transfer of property held in a tenancy by the entireties to a tenancy by the entireties trust. The amendments were referred to the General Statutes Commission by the Estate Planning and Fiduciary Law Section of the North Carolina Bar Association. They have also been reviewed by representatives of the North Carolina Association of Clerks of Superior Court, which has no objection. This received a unanimous favor report in the Rules Committee, and I ask for your support. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House, passage of Senate Bill 532 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Jackson, would the gentleman like to vote on the bill? Clerk will opt machine record the vote. 117, having voted in the affirmative, none, the negative. Senate Bill 532 passes second reading. Will without objection. Be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Question for the House. Passage of Senate Bill 532 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 532, having passed third reading, be returned to the Senate. Or strike that, will be enrolled and sent to the governor. Senate Bill 320, clerk will read.
Senator Alexander, Senate Bill 320, a bill to be entitled an act to foster regional cooperation with water and wastewater infrastructure among system utilizing reservoir water. General Assembly of North Carolina enacted.
Lady from Nash, Representative Barnes, recognize, debate the bill.
Thank you. I'd like to speak to the bill. Senate Bill 320 was heard yesterday on the floor and it passed its second reading, and I ask for your support again today. Thank you.
What purpose, gentleman from Vance? Representative Garrison, rise.
To debate the bill.
Gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, I just want to kind of reiterate some points that were made yesterday, last night, relative to this bill, and just to try to kind of put this in a common sense perspective, if you will allow me to do so. Regional water system was founded in the mid 1970s to provide water to those localities that agreed to form a partnership to do so, which included Warren County, Henderson, and Oxford. And over the years, additional users have joined in and been able to participate and to purchase water from that system. I think a couple of others actually became partners. Of course, now these initial partners made the investment to construct the system they've maintained the system and provided the water lines and so forth to run to the various users. And they're continuing to do so today. But the bottom line here is that this particular bill that we're addressing is an attempt for one of the end users to try to set the rate that they should be charged or they should pay to purchase water. And so just from a common sense approach, I believe in free market. But this private sector, and I think even in public sector, the free market principles ought to apply. And those entities that have made the initial investment and have maintained the services, I think they've got a right to set a charge. And of course, if they are overcharging, then of course, then, you know, the market will indicate that, and then the users and purchasers won't purchase the product. But this water is one of the most valuable resources that's available to mankind throughout the world. And it's very vital. And so there are a number of counties and cities that are using this system throughout Region K. And quite frankly speaking, we even look at Wake County. They're not a user today, but with the population and the anticipated population growth of about 2 million persons by the year 2030, it's not likely that Jordan River is going to be able to supply all the water to accommodate the residents. And so now, I know that points that we've got some folk locally that are not receptive to that idea, but I can't imagine Henderson and the system not being receptive to the idea of selling water to Wake County if there's a need, and they're going to have a need. But at the same time, it would be, I think, inappropriate and unacceptable for Wake County to dictate the water rate they ought to pay. So I'd say this is somewhat of a scenario. I do think that it's important for all of the users to sit down and to talk about this issue, reason it out, arrive at some reasonable solution to the problem. I think this can be done. It's just that they haven't had time to do so. And I oppose to this bill for that reason. I ask you, please, sir, please, ma'am, on the basis of common sense, please object to this bill and allow it to be reconsidered by the appropriate committee as we go forward. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House, passage of Senate Bill 320 on third reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock machine, record the vote. 63 having voted in the affirmative, 54 in the negative. Senate Bill 320 passes its third reading. It is ordered returned to the Senate. Senate Bill 9, the clerk will read.
Senators Crawford, Sawyer, and Ballard, Senate Bill 9, a bill to be entitled Act to clarify prohibition of the mutilation of genitals of females under the age of 18 years. Jonestown, North Carolina, next.
For what purpose the lady from Johnson, Representative White Rice?
To speak to the bill.
The lady has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A federal law passed in 1996 that prohibited the practice of female genital mutilation. But in November of 18, a Michigan judge overruled that and dismissed charges against six people. In issuing the decision, the judge also declared the federal law unconstitutional and said that Congress had no authority to criminalize this practice. The judge ruled that only states had the authority to prohibit this practice and prescribe penalty. Since that ruling in November, 28 states have passed laws, such as this one today, that identifies the practice, identifies the procedure, and explains the penalty. There are provisions for exceptions for medical procedures performed by medical practitioners. The bill states that there is no defense that this procedure is a custom or ritual. I would appreciate your concurring with the Senate on this bill. Thank you.
Lady from Wake, Representative Adcock, recognized in fourth an amendment. Clerk will read.
Representative Adcock moves to amend the bill on page 2, lines 10 through 11 by rewriting the lines to read.
Lady has the floor to debate the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yesterday in rules, an amendment passed unanimously that would move the effective date from December 1st to August 1st. In the interim, the staff has come to me asking that we move the effective date to October 1st, given the uncertainty of the process at this time and our desire to not pass a criminal law that could take effect before we actually get a chance to pass it. So I would urge your support of this amendment. I did speak with Senator Kravick, who is in support of this additional amendment, and I know that staff has subsequently spoken to Representative White.
Further discussion, further debate? For what purpose, the lady from Johnson, Representative White Rice?
I want to thank Representative
Adcock. Please recognize to debate the amendment.
Thank you very much. I want to thank Representative Adcock for this amendment, and I approve it.
Further discussion, further debate on the amendment? If not, the question for the House is the adoption of Amendment A1.
Those in favor, vote aye. Those opposed, vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 116 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative. Amendment A1 is adopted. We're now back on the bill. Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of Senate Bill 9 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Terry wished to record on the vote. Representative Bell, gentleman wished to be recorded aye on this vote. Bell, aye. Terry, no vote. Okay. Clerk will lock machine and record the vote. 116 having voted in the affirmative and none of the negative. Senate Bill 9 passes second reading. Will without objection be read a third time.
General Senator Lynn Alkindy next.
Question for the House. Passage of Senate Bill 9 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 9 having passed third reading will be returned to the Senate. Strike X ordered engrossed as well. Thank you, Mr. Clerk. Senate Bill 217, the clerk will read.
Senators Britt and Daniels, Senate Bill 217, a bill to be entitled an act to numerically realign superior and district court districts with prosecutorial districts. General Senator North Carolina next.
Gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, if you were here in the last session, you know that we made various changes to the district, superior court, and prosecutorial districts in North Carolina, and this bill just simply renumbers to make conforming changes to the districts that we changed. Bill doesn't change any of the districts. Basically renumbers them to conform to the changes we made to those districts last time around. Appreciate your support.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House, passage of Senate Bill 217 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock machine record the vote. 117 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative. Senate Bill 217 passes second reading. Will without objection be read a third time.
General Senator of North Carolina next.
Question for the House. Passage of Senate Bill 217 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 217 having passed third reading. The order returned to the Senate.
Members, House will come back to order. We're going to recess for a Rules Committee meeting to take up the appointments bill. And so that'll be added to today's calendar. And so that will be done here very shortly. So I'm going to find out how long Representative Lewis thinks he'll need for the Rules Committee to be ready to meet. For what purpose, the lady from Mecklenburg, Representative Carney Rice.
For a point of personal privilege.
Ladies recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I rise this afternoon to make an announcement that my seatmate is a very proud grandfather tonight, this afternoon. I'm trying to make it the night. Last night, the annual East-West High School basketball game was played in Greensboro. Kendall Moore, my seatmate's granddaughter, scored 17 points and had 9 assists as the East team won 81-77. Kendall is also a recipient of a full scholarship for basketball at NC State. Join me in congratulating Granddaddy.
Members, it appears that the Rules Committee is going to probably be in a position to meet about 3 o'clock, but we do have one other bill we can dispose of while they're getting set up for that. So to effectively use our time, we're going to go ahead and take that other bill up. Senate Bill 413, the clerk will read.
Senators Davis and Daniels, Senate Bill 413, a bill to the entire enact to make certain modifications to general statutes in order to facilitate implementation of legislation known as Raise the Age. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from Randolph, Representative McNeil, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There were 2 Raise the Age bills this year. It was House Bill 609 that was sponsored by me and some others in this chamber that passed over. There was the Senate Bill 413 that was passed over from the Senate. They were almost identical, but not quite. House Bill 609 passes House 107-2, and 413 passes the Senate 49-1. There's nothing new in 413. There are parts of 609 in it and then parts of 413. But at this point, I would ask for your green vote on it. And there's 11 sections. I'll be glad to explain them all or stand for questions, whichever the body prefers.
Further discussion, further debate. If not, the question for the House, passage of Senate Bill 413 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Horn on the floor. Representative Horn, like to vote. Clerk lock machine record the vote. 117 having voted in the affirmative, none the negative. Senate Bill 413 passed the second reading. Will without objection be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Question for the House. Passed Senate Bill 413 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 413 having passed third reading will be returned to the Senate.
House will come to order. Members, chair's going to issue an order, then the chair's going to explain to the members of the body what the basis of the decision was. Senate Bill 686 is the Appointments Bill of 2019. That bill is the chair. It was sent to rules. The chair is going to remove it from rules at this time in calendar 36B and without objection, today's calendar. Would the gentleman approach, please? Representative Bell could approach the dais, please. Representative Bell is recognized for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Republicans will caucus immediately upon recess in 1228. Please be prompt. So as soon as recess, we'll caucus in 1228. Thank you.
And members, we'll come back up to consider whether to take this bill up today or not. The House is going to stand in recess subject to the standard stipulations until 3:15.
Special message from the Senate. The clerk will read.
House Bill 264, Senate Committee Substitute, Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to make technical corrections to the general statutes as recommended by the General Statutes Commission for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
Pursuant to Rule 36B, House Bill 264 will be calendared for Wednesday, the 17th. Come back to order. Members, the chair earlier had indicated that the Senate Bill 686, chair's already withdrawn it from rules, is calendar 36B, and is adding to today's calendar. Chair's been informed the objection to calendars will have been withdrawn, so there will not need to be a note. Any further objection? Hearing none, the court chair orders that Senate Bill 686 be added to today's calendar. What purpose, gentleman from Union, Representative Horn Rice?
Point of personal privilege.
Gentleman's recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, since we won't be here on Saturday, I wanted to make note that today is the 50th anniversary of the launching of Apollo 11, which took the first humans to the moon. And I think pretty much if you were alive, and I guess I look around the room, and other than our pages, pretty much all of us were, now on second thought, I look up front, maybe all of us weren't alive back then, but all of us at work can certainly remember being glued to their television to watch Neil Armstrong and the crew, including Buzz Aldrin, launch out of Cape Canaveral. And on Saturday it'll be the 50th anniversary. I've had the great honor and pleasure to spend a lot of time with Buzz Aldrin, who in really a few moments was able to explain to me the efficacy of sending a man to Mars and how they do that. The guy's incredibly bright. But one of those moments in all of history that needs to be especially recognized. 50 years ago today, those three men launched for their moon lunar landing. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Members are waiting for the rules chair to come back to handle the appointments bill. While we're doing that, chair will advise the body that plan to have session at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Senate Bill 686, the clerk will read.
Senator Raven, Senate Bill 686, a bill to be entitled an act to appoint persons to various public offices upon recommendation of the President pro tem of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives, General Assembly of North Carolina, and Act.
Gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker and members, the bill before you is simply another appointments bill. This is probably the third one we've done this year. This is the larger of the ones that we've done so far. It won't be the last one that we do. As you know, the Speaker and the President Pro Tem have certain responsibilities to name people to various boards and commissions throughout the state. This is an effort of that process. There's a dedicated staff member that works in the Speaker's office who receives nominations mostly from us and vets these folks, and then the Speaker will ultimately decide whose name appears on this form. So without taking time to go through each line, which I don't think any of you want us to do, I would just say that this is a normal part of the legislative process, and I would urge and request your support and green vote on this bill. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further discussion, further debate? Not the question before the House. Passage of Senate Bill 686 on second reading. Those in favor, vote aye. Those opposed, vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock machine record the vote. 79 having voted in the affirmative, 37 in the negative. Senate Bill 686 passed the second reading. Will without objection be read third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Question for the House. Passage of Senate Bill 686 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senate Bill 686 having passed third reading is ordered and enrolled. Representative Elmore, Horn, Johnson, recognized, sent forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Elmore, Horn, and Johnson, Education K-12 committee report. Senate Bill 123, portability of leave, charter schools, favorable House committee substitute, unfavorable, bridge the bill and re-refer to rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Original bill, unfavorable calendar, House committee substitute calendar, pursuant to Rule 36B. Notices and announcements. For what purpose, the gentleman from Gaston, Representative Torbett, rise.
Piggyback a little bit. I'm sorry. Moment of personal privilege.
Gentleman's recognized.
Thank you. I'll slow down a little bit. Piggyback a little bit on Representative Horn's things. It does celebrate 50 years of the launch day today, and Saturday will be the 50-year anniversary of the actual moon landing. North Carolina History Museum will be celebrating that out in the mall if you're up here. It's a wonderful look back at the accomplishments of the American space race. Also, a little fact most people don't know is that when Neil Armstrong did go to the moon, he actually took a piece of North Carolina with him. I don't know if y'all are aware of that, but he took pieces of the original fabric and the original wood from the Wright Flyer that first launched at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. So North Carolina has a presence on the moon. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose, gentlemen from New Hanover, Representative Davis, rise.
For an announcement.
Gentlemen's recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, the Judiciary Committee will meet tomorrow morning, room 544 at 10 a.m. We have two bills to hear. One is Senate Bill 352, amend North Carolina Controlled Substance Act. The other is Senate Bill 682, implement Crime Victim Rights Amendment, commonly known as Marcy's Law. Mr. Speaker, I'll do the best I can to get it wrapped up so we can make session at 11.
And I will say, Representative Davis, if the committee does run late, simply advise the chair, and we'll be glad to delay session if we need to in that case. So, for what purpose does the lady from Davie, Representative Howard, rise?
To make an announcement, Mr.
Speaker. Lady has the floor.
Finance Committee will meet in the morning in room 544. There is a time change. We will not meet until 9, opposed to 8:30. And we're hoping to finish the farm bill with a vote tomorrow.
What purpose, gentleman from Haywood, Representative Queen, rise?
For a point of personal privilege.
Gentleman's recognized.
Thank you. I would just like to invite you up to Western North Carolina this weekend. It is beginning, I think, the 36th Folkmoot USA. It gets kicked off this Thursday with a gala. There'll be a festive parade in downtown Waynesville at 10 a.m. on Saturday. It is North Carolina's official international folk dance festival. It's just fun. International dancers from all over the world will be in Western North Carolina. They go from Franklin to Hickory to all over Western North Carolina, Hendersonville, Asheville, for the next 2 weekends and a week in between. So you have an opportunity to come up and participate in North Carolina's official international festival. And on behalf of myself and John Ager, we'll invite you to a square dance this Saturday night at John's Farm in support of Friends of the Great Smoky Mountain National Park. So if you want to come up, I'll call it. John will host it. It's a wonderful barn event. It's real Western North Carolina. 6 o'clock Saturday, there'll be potluck and all kinds of good fun and friends. Come to the mountains and have a great weekend. Thank you.
What purpose does the gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, rise?
For announcement.
Gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On Republicans, it's not a square dance, but it is an off-site caucus at 4:30, and I appreciate your presence. Thank you.
Further notices or announcements? If not, the gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, may I make an unpopular announcement?
And the gentleman's recognized first for an announcement.
Members, the Rules Committee meeting that's noticed will be held today. We're going to hold it immediately upon the adjournment of session, and we'll move through the bills as quickly as we can. But rules will meet in 12:28 immediately after session. And now I'm ready for a motion at your discretion.
Gentlemen's recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, July 17th at 11 o'clock a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, moves, seconded by Representative Brisson, that the House now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, July 17th at 11 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. We stand adjourned.
Clarification for the record, Senate Bill 123, portability of leave charter schools, which was reported by the Education K-12 Committee. That bill is re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House pursuant to the serial referral. The calendaring 36B is stricken.
Mr. Corporal Reed.
The enrolling clerk reports the following bill duly ratified, properly enrolled, and prepared for presentation to the Office of the Secretary of State, Senate Bill 686, an act to appoint persons to various public offices upon the recommendation of the President pro tempore of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives.
Chapter bills will be noted.
Representative Lewis is recognized to send forth the Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee Report, House Bill 481, Voter Initiative for Beaufort County, favorable House Bill 481, Calendar 36B, Senate Bill 190, Expand Special Assessment for Dam Repair, favorable Senate Bill 190, Calendar 36B, Senate Bill 498, Facilitate Response to Disasters, favorable Senate Bill 498, Calendar 36B. On motion of the Chair, Senate Bill 559, short title, Storm Securitization Alternative Rates, is withdrawn from the calendar 36B and re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Counter, and Operations of the House.